Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai Elyon, the Lord God Most High. I declare there is a suddenly coming now. Now this is what I sense in the spiritual realm for such a time as this. I believe trumpets are being blown. Trumpets can be a heralding sound, a call to order, a call to stop, a call to advance, a call to gather. And I know that I am a trumpet. And if you are under the sound of my voice, then you know that you are a trumpet as well. You have to make a sound for the kingdom of God. You have to make a noise for the kingdom of God. Our cry is, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our cry, our trump, is for justice. Our trump, our cry, is thank you, Almighty God, for correcting every injustice that has been going on around us. If you are still standing for God's principles to be lived out on earth, then I believe you are an overcomer. If you are still standing for God's principles to be lived out on earth, then I believe you have been squeezed to produce breaker anointing oil. If you are still standing for God's principles to be lived out on earth, then I believe that you are a new, sharp, threshing instrument. And if you are still standing for God's principles to be lived out on earth, then you are being prepared to carry the new wine that will open the new gates of heaven, that heaven is preparing to open for revival, for miracles, for signs and wonders. And that oil will enable you to walk in it with joy, to walk in it with ease. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 says, And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. I have been dancing, I have been shouting, hallelujah, every time I hear what God is doing to bring justice in such a time as this. I thank God for every blow that He has struck the enemy with. I can literally hear Satan's footsteps running away. Now, I am not here to lift the ungodly news up to you. I am here to lift Jesus up to you, because Jesus said, If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. But I can see that the right people are being put in their right place. And I have to call forth President Trump into his rightful place, from his anointed position as Cyrus into his anointed position as David. And we all know that David took down the ungodly giants. The Lord has blessed me with a prayer room. And every time I go in for such a time as this, it seems the first thing I want to do is dance before the Lord and thank Him for all that He has done and all that He is doing and all that He is going to do for such a time as this. And I enter saying, Hallelujah and thank you. I enter with hallelujahs and thanksgiving. And then I suddenly realized I am living in Psalm 100. I suddenly recognize Psalm 100, which says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." Hallelujah. Now, for such a time as this, everything is about what Almighty God El Shaddai is doing. And I will keep on saying it because it is a fact. It is the rock on which you can stand. El Shaddai is God, and there is no other. To those of us who are still asking, is God going to let this evil that is going on in the world right now continue? The answer is, God has been judging the church and the world. So, according to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, "For the Lord is a God of justice." So, injustice that has been going on in the world has to be brought to justice. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 4 says, "Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and set your heart on all that I am going to show you, for you have been brought here that I may show it to you." I'm not here to itemize ungodly news media, but I do urge you, I encourage you to look around you and see and hear what God, El Shaddai, is doing right now for such a time as this. Let's ask for that right now. Can you say with me, "Holy Spirit, I ask you, please give me eyes to see and ears to hear what you would have me see and hear for such a time as this. I ask according to Scripture." That Scripture again is that I will look with my eyes and hear with my ears and set my heart on all that you, Lord God, are going to show me, for you have brought me here that you may show it to me. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We proudly display the American flag outside our home. I have sat and watched the stars and stripes waving in the wind, and I have cried that ungodly laws have said it is okay for thousands of babies, God's creation, to be killed inside and outside of the womb. For some of us, that alone made us stop and fall on our knees and thank El Shaddai that he is Almighty God and that he is going to stop that from happening. He is going to stop the killing of thousands of babies inside and outside of the womb. Hallelujah. I repeat again, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. "For the Lord is a God of justice." Let the word of God encourage you. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." And this is the line that people forget. "Because he trusteth in thee." Hallelujah. Let me say that again. So I say that with myself in mind. I say, "You, Almighty God, you will keep me in perfect peace when my mind is stayed on you, Almighty God, because I trust in you, Almighty God." Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall garrison your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has told me to take us back to the cross. the place of public defeat of the enemy, the final place where priceless blood, sinless blood, poured out of a priceless sacrifice for the removal of sins, where by his stripes we are healed. As we know from Scripture, it is Satan's main plan to bring harm to God's creation, to kill, steal, and destroy in any way he can. Now, healing is the opposite of kill, steal, and destroy. That is why Scripture says Jesus healed wherever he went. The whipping and wounding of Jesus' body is our surety that by his stripes we are healed. Everything about Jesus is healing. Everything about Jesus is to restore back to God's creation. That is why it is prophesied that this coming revival will have the evidence of glorious healings, spiritual and physical healings of body, soul, and spirit, miracles, signs, and wonders worldwide. That is why the Lord is rousing your spirit with Scripture. That is why you have a hunger that only Jesus can satisfy. Would you say with me, Holy Spirit, increase my hunger for Jesus. Set me ablaze for Jesus. Amen. Everything in the Bible relates to life. Everything in the Bible relates to real life. The Bible relates to our life today, right now. David had to fight real battles. Whatever is against God and godly principles, we are against. James chapter 4 verse 4 says, "You are like unfaithful wives having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vows to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God." So God's word encourages us to be trumpets. Continue to trumpet the word of God. Continue to trumpet Scripture. You get what you are near. When you get near to God, you get his anointing. And Satan wants to stop you getting the anointing. Satan wants you to back down from God. So keep standing for God. You cannot be lukewarm. Be hot. Hallelujah. My God has never let me down. And I declare that this spirit created by Christ Jesus, Cynthia West, will not give in, will not concede. I have to stand. I was made for such a time as this, and I declare victory. My God is victorious. My God reigns. And if I am talking to you, would you please say amen? Hallelujah. Right now, I would encourage you, if you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, could you please say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Please come into my heart. Please come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. I repent. I turn away from my sins. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me." Hallelujah. I hope you were able to say those words with me. I hope you will continue to stand, rejoice, and praise God for what he has done. And I declare that you shall not die, but you shall live to declare the glory of the Lord. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share Scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it